Second Michigan State Rep. Arrested for drunk driving in last month. By Kyle Olson on May 3, 2021. A Michigan State representative was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving Friday, the second in the last month. State Representative Brian Postumus, a Republican, is accused of hitting a mailbox and rolling over his vehicle, his office said in a statement. Wood TV reported Postumus, the son of a former lieutenant governor, was transported to the hospital, where it was determined he had a blood alcohol level of 0.13, nearly twice the legal limit. He issued an acknowledgement and apology. "I am deeply disappointed in myself for putting other people in jeopardy by driving while intoxicated. There is no excuse for what happened, and I take full and complete responsibility for my actions. I should never have tried to drive after drinking alcohol. To my family, friends, colleagues, and constituents who I serve, I sincerely apologize and ask forgiveness. It is clear to me that I have a drinking problem, and I need help. I am going to immediately begin attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and make AA an important part of my life. I am grateful that no one else was injured because of my mistake. I will work very hard to regain the trust, respect, and support of my loved ones, my fellow state representatives, and the wonderful citizens in my district. I never again want to embarrass myself or others through my actions." Postumus's office said he had a prior operating while intoxicated charge in 2013, according to the Detroit Free Press. The state representative was apparently arrested without incident, unlike his colleague, State Representative Jewel Jones, D., who is facing several other charges related to an April 6 event. Jones has a June 30 court appearance, Wilkes reported, in connection with the allegation he crashed into a ditch on I-96 and resisted arrest after assaulting a paramedic. Michigan State Police troopers took Jones to the ground after he repeatedly refused to show officers an ID, instead, allegedly flashing a badge from the Inkster Police Department. "I'll call Governor, Gretchen, Whitmer, DME, right now," Jones allegedly threatened. He continued, "When I call Gretchen, I need you all's IDs and badges." He also said he would not give his arm to be handcuffed unless you shoot me. "You shoot me, I'll get up. It's not going to be good for you, I run you all budget, bro," Jones said, according to the video. "You all don't know who you all are dealing with, bro," Jones could allegedly be heard saying when he was in the back of the patrol vehicle. Jones was charged with 4 counts of resisting and obstructing a police officer, operating a vehicle with a high blood alcohol content, operating while intoxicated, reckless driving, and possession of a weapon while under the influence of alcohol, according to the Detroit News. House Speaker Jason Wentworth, R., has not yet said what accountability, if any, Jones will face. The Speaker will continue to assess the situation and consider Democrat leader Donna Lasinski's recommendations on next steps as the legal process plays out and more facts come to light, Wentworth spokesman Gideon DeSandro told Breitbart News. Jones, 26, is serving his third term in the House. Postumus is serving his first term. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.